The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views is smooth, consistent, and intentionally simple. It's vapor done right. Because when you're free to focus on what really matters, everything just clicks. Find Views, that's V-U-S-E, Views, at your favorite convenience store.
Underage sale prohibited. Views is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026, RJRVC.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency, throwing it down on the Twisted Tuesday. It's an adventure. It's like a theme park. That's what it is. You know, the name of the show is like the Late Night Anger Management Class, or, you know, Sports Rage Late Night and all that other stuff. But I think we need to have like a theme park type of feel to it, especially with the summertime coming up here. Because that's what it is. It's a theme park, all right? Yeah, there's ups, there's downs, there's roller coasters, there's clowns. Ain't even lives. See, I'm getting poetic here. I'm getting poetic. And I feel like getting poetic on the Clippers' asses, to be honest, after this. You know, I don't even like them. I don't even like them. And that's the thing. Is there anything worse than losing money on a team that you don't even like? Like, all the Clippers do is talk smack all the time on the floor. All they do. You remember the episode of Seinfeld and Elaine goes to the Yankee game, but she wears the Baltimore cap. And her boss is Mr. Lippman. Like, she's in the newspaper, and she sees, and she doesn't want her boss knowing she was at the game. So she sees, oh my God, I'm in the newspaper, and the newspaper's sitting on her boss's desk. And she sort of casually slips the paper, takes the paper, and he goes, hey, can I get my New York Times back? He goes, I never missed the sports section on Sunday. Never missed the Sunday sports section. And and she says to him, she goes, oh, what's there to know? She goes, what's there to know? The Yankees won, the Mets lost, and Ricky Henderson's unhappy. That's fast forward to this. What's to know? If you don't know what happened tonight, what's to know? Whatever, dude. Like, whatever happens all the time, all right? The Lakers won, the Clippers lost, and Kawhi Leonard's unhappy. All right, there we go. You know, like, seriously, just record this segment and play this when I'm dead, all right? Which at this rate might be sooner rather than later. Just play this segment. The Clippers are a bunch of chokers that'll never win, no matter who's on their team. And they have crappy uniforms, too. Meanwhile, the Lakers are a great organization. Can you believe it? The Lakers did it again. Put that in a time capsule, all right? Just play it when I'm dead. Bring it.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
Technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
How much? $100? $200?
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency.
All right. That was a little bit of a, that was like going into the rapids, man. Some whitewater, rapid rafting there, but got to think on the fly. We got our tech team going into late night hours. There was some weird echo stuff, and but you know what? It is what it is. When you're on 6 hours a day live, 6 days a week, it's going to be an adventure. All right, just like the playoffs are an adventure. Have the Clippers lost yet, or what? Is this thing over yet? Is it officially done? Yep, it's done. Did we get to 248? Did we get to 248 is the question. See, I'm dealing with this crap, and I guess it's okay. That's my life. I'm just trying to stress out a stupid basketball bet, and I got to stress out, like, technical issues in the late night hours. So 127-121 is the final score. And we had over under 247.5. So we actually win by half a point on the way out. Wow. See, we have bad luck for a couple of minutes. We have technical issues for a couple of minutes. And then boom, we have winners. And I got to be honest. I wouldn't have made more money if we just didn't have an audio problem for the last, like, 2 minutes or so. I would not have gotten a bonus. But I did just make money because the game went over by half a point. So you know what, Matthias? I'm going to take it. I'm going to trade it. So, like, I hate to say it, but, like, you know, a little phone issue every now and then, if it means I'm going to win a bet by half a point, I'll take the deal. I'll make the trade. I'll make the trade. Is McInnes ready to go, or is he hiding because the Canadians are done? All right. One phone line at a time, I've been informed. All right. All right. Even flow. I'd say play Pearl Jam's Even Flow right now, but we get sued for that probably, right? We don't have the rights to that. Fukushima's in action right now in soccer, late night action. Fukushima United. Now where they had, like, wasn't there, like, a nuclear, like, disaster there or something like that? Are they even doing the Olympics or what? The Olympics are supposedly, like, should be, like, right around the corner. I think, Kawhi Leonard's going to have time to play in the Olympics, actually. Anybody on the Clippers that's Canadian that can help Team Canada for their quest to qualify for the Olympic Games? So, yeah, right now, all right, we'll bring McInnes on in a moment right now, but I'm just thinking right now, what's Uncle Dennis doing? What is Uncle Dennis doing right now? Think about it. What is Uncle Dennis doing? Like, who's he on the phone with? Like, is it with Kawhi? Kawhi's right now in the locker room, and Kawhi's looking at his phone, and it's Uncle Dennis saying, "We gone. We done." You know, did Uncle Dennis just send him a picture of South Beach or something like that? Or a picture of Jimmy Butler? Because that's the thing. Supposedly Jimmy Butler wants to, you know, Kawhi and Jimmy Butler are going to team up now. That's the thing. So, like, really, Kawhi? You think, and Jimmy B, I like Jimmy Butler, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. At this point in time, it's like, whatever, man. Win a damn game. I don't know who's more useless. Like, I was going to say, like, who's more useless? Who are the bigger chokers? The Montreal Canadiens or the Los Angeles Clippers? But the difference is one team is a minus 400 series favorite, and the other team is a minus 300 series underdog. So who's the bigger choker? I'm looking at you, Kawhi, and the Clippers. Let's bring in Andrew McInnes right now. Wager talk. Talk pucks. What's going on, McInnes? How you doing?
What's up, Gabe? Doing really good gambling-wise. As far as being a sports fan, not doing too great lately. But baseball is red hot. Hockey's doing pretty good. Keep my heart out of these plays. So doing really well, Gabe. And, I can hear the passion in your voice the past couple of days. It's been nice to have some playoff hockey and basketball, man.
Yeah. You know what? We did well tonight as well. And in fact, our account's been climbing the last couple of nights, which is surprising considering how wild these games have been. But tonight we go 3-1 in the NHL, McKinnon. It's our one loss, Montreal. And you know what? I was wrong. I never said they were going to beat the Leafs in a series, but I did say and I did believe that the Montreal Canadiens could get the split in Montreal, bro. I did. I thought they could win either last night or tonight's games. And you know what? These guys, man, like, you know, they couldn't put it in a Kardashian if they fell forward at an NBA All-Star party. They're terrible, bro. They're like a beer league team. And not to take anything away, they're not even a beer league team. Beer league teams actually have a couple of, like, Johnny nut jobs that'll tee up slap shots and stuff. I don't want to take anything away from Campbell Soup and Jack Campbell and what he's done. He's been real sharp and he's been good. He's maybe stopped the pucks, but those aren't even real scoring chances, bro. Little meek wrist shots from 25 feet out all the time. No one flicks the puck at the net, and when they do, they don't finish it. It's pathetic. It's actually hard to watch, McInnes, but I did hit the under 5.5. What'd you think about the game?
That's awesome, Gabe. I wish I was there with you on the under today. I talked about the under quite a bit in the series, cashed yesterday, but I think you're exactly right. You know, I think I've come on here, I've said a lot of things about the Leafs, I've said a lot of different things about the Canadians, but when it comes down to it, the Leafs, let's put it this way as well. The goals they scored were nice. They weren't crappy goals. They weren't off a leg type of goals. They were really nice goals, and that's how you're going to score against, you know, Carey Price, one of the best goaltenders in the world. But, I think you could have put a soccer net behind Jack Campbell, and we wouldn't have seen any goals. That's how bad the Montreal Canadiens played offensively. And look, I think that the strategy they played as far as sitting back, it has to, you know, go and put some credit towards this Maple Leafs team, because the Habs do that anyway. But if you look at even this game for the large portion of the game, look at game one when they were successful and they held the Leafs to just, you know, one goal. They have to sit back, and it's hard for a team that already has really little scoring to sit back even more than they already do. I got to give big credit to a couple of guys, Galchenyuk, Alex Kerfoot. Those are the guys' names that aren't really going to be mentioned as much. Zach Bogosian have been outstanding. Jason Spezza. So, you know, I think that the Habs, a lot of pride are in check for next game, Gabe. I'm happy you cast that under 5.5. I'm not going to bet the Habs. I'm actually probably going to bet the Leafs in that last game. I just think the emotion's probably going to be shot for the Habs. It'll be a big pride game for them. But, I think the Leafs, they got to be proud of themselves. But the Jets looked good, man.
No, the Canadiens can win the next game. They're not going to win the series. But the elimination game is always the hardest game to win. It's always the hardest
Definitely.
Game to win. And if anything, I'll be on the Canadiens plus 1.5 in the next game. That's what I did tonight. But it didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter. So, but whatever. We've been doing well with this series with the unders. I mean, there's been four games. Three of them have gone under. The one that went over, we actually hit the in-game under 6.5. It's been a profitable series. And listen, when you're coming in taking a team, when they're plus 174 and stuff, guys, and one plus 165, you know what you're getting. But it's been disappointing. The offense, like I tweeted out earlier, the Montreal Canadiens, like, offense has less skill than Milli Vanilli did. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Is Don on the phone?
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the internet.
The technology grand.
Keep it here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, look, there's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Thank you very much, Mo Sizlak. Mo is correct. Stupid losers can't put a puck in the net. Let's see if you can catch a puck. See if you can catch a puck. Yeah, what a pathetic. Let's just be real. And Andrew McKinnon's with his wager talk. Let's just be real. It's an embarrassing performance from the Montreal Canadiens. It's an embarrassing performance. Carey Price has been spectacular. He deserves better than this. He's always deserved better. It's amazing to me that he's never demanded a trade. I would. People, like, turn their back on him and flip on him all the time mid-season. Oh, he sucks. You got to trade him. And, oh, Jake Allen should be the goalie. I got to tell you, if Jake Allen was the goalie, the Canes would be losing every game like 8-1 and stuff. Not that it's Jake Allen's bad, but Carey Price has been unbelievable. But every one of those players, bro, and I told you this before, McKinnis, I don't care who the coach is. And I'm not even going to blame this new stooge that'll be gone anyways next week. So I'm not going to blame this guy. But it's the players, bro, at some point in time. And Bergevin, who keeps on whatever. But, oh, we don't like Subban. We don't like the music he plays in the room after the game. We don't like that he's happy after we lose. Well, he's still better than all of you. So even if he's happy because, well, I don't know, maybe the guy's got a better life than you, all right? Like, what do you want him to do? I mean, and the whole thing is, too, these hockey players, they pretend like, oh, they're all sad they lose. Yeah, and they mope around. And then they're all going to the bar after anyways. Like, they're full of crap. So my whole point is, they ran Subban out of town. Oh, we don't like Subban. We don't like his attitude. We don't like this. We don't like that. We don't like Therrien. He's too hard. We don't like Julien. He doesn't listen enough. He's not open-minded. We don't like this. We don't like that. How about you put a puck in the net? All right? How about that's what I like? You're all a bunch of losers, man. All right? You all feast off the jersey. This is a jersey that Maurice Richard wore, man. This is a jersey that Steve Shutt wore, that Guy Lafleur wore, that Larry Robinson wore, that Ken Dryden wore, that Doug Harvey wore, that Howie Morenz wore. Got a bunch of losers. You guys can't even score a bloody goal. Can't even score a damn goal. Against Campbell Soup, some guy they pulled in off the street. You're a disgrace to the jersey. That's the best way I can put it. You're an embarrassment to the jersey. You're a disgrace to the sweater. You're a disgrace to the organization, all of you, except Carey. And you're all right, Suzuki. You're trying. But other than all the rest of you, you all suck. Like, you're terrible. You're all just stealing money. And like I said earlier today, how many times have you guys had sex because you're on this team? How many times have you guys been out? Oh, you're the big man. Oh, there's Drouin. He's on the Canadiens. How many times you got a free meal? How many times you got a deal on a car? I could go on. And what have you given back to everybody? Nothing. Nothing. Besides an embarrassment. An embarrassment to a Toronto Maple Leaf franchise that lost 9 straight games in the playoffs to you. This is a bigger disgrace than the team that allowed the Calgary Flames to win on home ice. And you know what happened then? This is what I'm talking about. Look how the bar has been set so low. You know, the Montreal Canadiens lost to the Calgary Flames in like 1989 or whatever it was, all right, in the Stanley Cup Finals. Never mind the fact they won 3 years earlier, all right, 2 years earlier. 2 years earlier, 88, whatever. They won in 86. It was like 88. The Flames was like revenge. And Pat Burns was the coach of the Montreal Canadiens, and it was the first time, all right, it was like the first time that a visiting team had won the Stanley Cup at the Montreal Forum. And you know what we did? We fired them. And deservedly and so. Why? Because that was an embarrassment. That was a disgrace. You can't do that. You can't do that. The Canadiens once fired a coach after he won the Stanley Cup. They replaced him with Scotty Bowman, who went on to win 5 more. All right? And now you can't even score a goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And it's pathetic, McInnes. It's an embarrassment.
Gabe, Paul Bissonnette had a tweet that said, I say Toronto plays shorthanded the entire third period, and if Montreal can't come back, the Leafs automatically move on to the next round, and we all forget about Game 5. Who's with me? And when I read that tweet, the more and more I read that and looked at it, it kind of just made me think to myself, what would the score even be if they did that? And that's bad. When you're thinking and double-checking yourself about that, everything you just said is true. And they can keep on saying that they're going to play hungrier the next game and play different and, you know, throw pucks on the net. I don't know when this whole pucks on the net argument is going to start with them or they're going to put it in place, because they are pretty much doing everything they can to keep the puck out of the front of the net. It's ridiculous. Caulfield wanted the puck for a one-timer multiple times. The defenseman refused to shoot the puck on the net. I will say one thing, you know, I think that I had expectations for them. I think that the thing with the Habs, though, Gabe, and you've mentioned this before about the franchise, they refuse to rebuild. So they've always been stuck in the middle for the last several years. And they go to the playoffs, they rely on Carey Price, or they're on the fringe, they rely on Carey Price. Let's not forget, the Maple Leafs absolutely blew it up. Pretty much for my entire upbringing, the Maple Leafs were horrible. And they finally got draft pick. Now they figured out they got some veterans on their team. So there obviously was a lot more pressure on the Maple Leafs, but I just can't believe the lack of scoring that we've seen from the Montreal Canadiens. It's a joke. It's embarrassing. And if they go out, you know, if they lose this series in that exact same fashion, the fan base is going to go absolutely nuts. So there's no excuse for it. I will say, though, I think the future is bright, and I mean seriously. They do have some prospects. Ryan Poehling is good. Caulfield is going to be a star. He's going to be great despite his size. He's going to be awesome, like you mentioned. But there's going to be some things that have to get shaken up, and whether it's the coach, whether it's GM, whether it's both, I don't know what's going to happen. But it's a disgrace what we saw out there. You know, you can only battle. You can only. I'll put it this way, Gabe. You can only get such respect defensively. I played on teams where we weren't as great at scoring, but we were great defensively. That only gets you so far. You know, when you can't score a goal, it's embarrassing for the Habs.
All right, Andrew McKinnis with us, and now, of course, we can't get through this. I got to turn the fan on here. I'm starting to sweat. Starting to sweat a little bit. Starting to sweat. I don't know. Can you reconnect with McKinnis, Matthias, please? Just so it does it, because just it's going to progressively get worse, it seems. All right, let's give it a shot. You all right, McKinnis? Sounded like you were a little underwater there for a second.
Yeah, I hear you. Everything all good?
No. All right. All right, I'm done. I'm done. Like I said, I got to, you know, I just got to pre-tape a bunch of stuff. Like, for instances like this, where I just start raging. Just start flipping out, ripping the Canadians, the Clippers, all the loser, the Bills, all the loser organizations that never win. Yeah, reconnect with Andrew McKinnis if we can here, please. And you know what? The fact that I was already upset about the Canadians isn't helping. Getting bad, like, flashbacks and stuff. Listen, he says that the future is bright. The future is not bright. The future is bleak. It's bleak, all right? It's bleaker than Russia in, like, February, all right? It's bleak. It's bleak. Canadians' future is bright. What's bright? The condo prices across the street from the arena, I'm sure that they're doing all right with that. Season tickets are going fine. Profit is fine. Yeah, profits are bright. Molson and Coors are happy. The Canadians are screwed. Number one, they need to fire Marc Bergevin, all right? This guy should have been fired years ago. I don't know what the deal is and why. I think they keep him because they're out of French guys to hire, all right? The Montreal Canadiens are like a moronic franchise that will only hire you. You can be like, they don't care what language you speak if you're a player, but if you're the coach or the general manager, you have to be French. So you're automatically dismissing like the most talented candidates. Like, it's very short-sighted. So, like, what do you say? So, and it's pretty clear, guys, like, if you're the Montreal Canadiens, all right, if you're the Canadiens organization, it hasn't worked, okay? It's very similar to Don Cherry, all right? Don Cherry, oh, everyone loves Don Cherry's brand of hockey and stuff, right? Don Cherry bought an Ontario Hockey League team, the junior team, with all the NHL prospects and stuff, all right? Bought the team, Mississauga with the Ice Dogs. Mississauga Ice Dogs took over and had a policy. No European, no Russians, no French. Basically, you know, the xenophobic team of the century, right? He didn't mind Americans, but he wanted, you know, basically Canadian kids and, you know, a few American kids he could live with. But he didn't want anybody else on the team. He didn't want Russians, Swedes, Finns, kids from Quebec or like, you know what I mean? Basically, it was like Archie Bunker was the general manager and the coach. They proceeded to be the worst junior hockey team in the history of junior hockey. All right? They followed up by being the worst team ever. Then he loosened it up a little bit. Yeah, then the team folded. Right? So it doesn't work. Like hell. Even Brazil and Portugal, like Portugal will hire a Brazilian guy to be there.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Their soccer coach. You know what I mean? Like this, you're stuck in this. You got a problem, man. All right? Because you're out of French guys to hire. If you really want to find someone, man, just go outside Metro Station on St. Denis and St. Catherine Street. You'll find a drug dealer. He'll be smarter than Berger, man.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you found us, keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
All right, Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Morenci. I understand we've reestablished the connection with Andrew McKinnis. All right, McKinnis, so I know you've got a final thought on the Canadiens. I want to get to the other games, the games that are remaining right now. And it's been some great stuff. And like I said, we had a great night tonight in the NHL, 3-1. I'm just mad about the effort. I'm not even upset they're losing to the Leafs. The Leafs are a good team, and I've got no bad blood with the Leafs. There's, you know, it's supposed to be a rivalry, but it really isn't. They never play each other. And I don't know. I've got no hatred for any players on the Leafs. Like, I don't watch the games. I'm like, God, I hate these guys. Like, I don't feel that way like I do when I watch Boston or the Flyers or some of these teams. So it's not really the same, but it is embarrassing. Just getting shut out and, like, you're getting dominated. Like, you're getting your ass handed to you. But what's your final thoughts on the series?
Yeah, I mean, Gabe, you know, I don't have any problem with the Leafs either. It's just the expectations people set. I think they should take it one series at a time, one game at a time. But I just wanted to say, you know, I think that as much as I said the fact that, you know, this Habs team could be out of it and everything, you know, is going to – a lot of people, to your point, are playing for jobs, playing for positions on the team, playing for, you know, a first line spot next year, a second line spot next year. And, you know, I kind of want to just, you know, rephrase what I meant when I said the future is bright. You look at this Leafs team, they built this team, Gabe. Look at all these draft picks they have. There's still plenty of, you know, system players in the AHL coming up to play. We still have Romanov, Caulfield, Suzuki. So, there's going to be a lot of weird stuff in the offseason, but as far as prospects go,
yeah, but they're not
that's
as
all I was talking about.
They're not as good as other teams' prospects. Like, look at the Florida Panthers, a loaded young talent. The Rangers, Lafreniere is like a young stud superstar in the making. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that stars. Like, they're decent, I get it, but are they better than other teams? You know what? They're screwed. They're screwed. They are. You know what I mean? They're in a perennial purgatory. But I want to move on because I could rage for hours about it. But they're in a perennial purgatory. You are right. I get it. They've never sucked, like really sucked. You know what I mean?
Gabe, does that hurt them? Does that hurt them not tanking? I hate to use that word, but are they stuck?
Yeah, but there's like tanking, who's tanking worked for? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, the Leafs.
Like, what have the Leafs won? Leafs haven't won a playoff series before.
Yeah, not yet. But at least they have the guys you're talking about that have should have some scores.
Yeah, I know. But look, like the Buffalo Sabres have had top picks every year. They suck. The Edmonton Oilers have had top picks every year. They suck. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's no,
For sure.
Not like a guarantee, like, oh, yeah, we're just going to, you know, it's not like it's a gift, right? Not everybody's Ovechkin and Crosby and stuff. You can be a really good player, but you know what I'm saying? And they would just screw it up, it seems. Yeah, you know, but also, and part of it isn't their fault in a way, but it is and it isn't. It is and it isn't, but it's the culture, bro, of the team and stuff. Like, players don't want to sign there, bro, right? It's just, let's just be real. They don't want to sign there, all right? They don't mind playing there. They don't mind, like, going out after a game as the visiting team. They love it, but they don't want to play there. The taxes are insanely high in Quebec, number one, which is, like, a big problem. So the taxes are really high. Number two, it's French, right? And whatever, if you're on the team and you're a single young dude, it doesn't matter. And it's great, right? You have a bunch of hot French chicks hitting on you, and life is great. If you have a family and stuff, you got a problem, man, right? Let's say you're a star free agent, and you got a family, you got a bunch of kids, and they're living in Dallas, Texas, and you're going to leave the Dallas Stars to go to the Montreal Canadiens. Yeah, yeah, and your kids are going to learn a new language and get picked on, and like, yeah, because that's what the wife wants, right? I'm sure the wife wants to go to a city where everyone's going to be mean to her if her husband sucks, which happens there. Like, I could go on. Like, there's nothing appealing about it. Like, you don't win. So it's like, all right, guys, you've never won. It's almost like the Knicks, McInnes. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, yeah, you guys keep talking about the Mecca and, oh, everyone, all of your free agents want to play here. It's like, who? Who signs with you? Nobody. Right? And now the Knicks are starting to turn it around, but it's the same type of thing. Like, the Canadians, they're screwed. They can't get anyone to sign with them. So, therefore, they need to pull up, they need to pull up blockbuster trades. And I will note Russians and Europeans like it because they don't care. They speak different languages and stuff. So, they don't mind that stuff. So, either you got to load your team up with Russians, man. Not Jonathan Drouin's, but load your team up with Russians. And they've tried that, and it didn't work, McInnes. Right? Like, they've tried that, too. Right? Like, they've tried everything, man. Like, it's one of these deals. I don't think they don't want to. I think they want to win, but they don't know how, and I think they're screwed. Like, I think they're screwed. Like, at least the Leafs. And to be honest, not even everyone wants to play for the Leafs, right? Even guys, they're like, why? You know what I mean? I got a good life. And there's no tax in Florida. There's no tax in Texas. Look, if you're playing for the Vegas Golden Knights, your life is great. You're playing golf all the time. There's no beat writers on the scene. There's like two or three people that cover the team. And Brian Blessing's one of them. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? You get to pull in your Ferrari and the beautiful Vegas and the strip there. Everyone loves you. You got Motley Crue performing anthems and stuff like that. Like, it's just a different world, man. You know what I mean? But anyways, so Pittsburgh Penguins.
I got to say, Gabe, Steve Stamkos will retire in Toronto. Perfect example of everything you're saying. Steven Stamkos goes on the golf course. Does anybody know him there on the golf course? Definitely not. Takes his boat out. Nobody knows him. You know, they're a great team. They've been great. They won the cup. It's a whole new ball game out in Florida.
Well, Steve Stamkos, the Leafs went after him before they went after Tavares. They always used to go after the Toronto guy every year. And Stamkos listened to them. He was in the office and everything. He was there. He was in the building. He was listening to them, but he basically point blank told them, you can't. And it was the same thing that basically was like the Canadians issue. Stamkos told them, you can't match it. You can't match it. Like, what are you going to do? Like, if they offer me a max contract, Tampa Bay Lightning, and you offer me a max contract, there's a difference of about $18 million in taxes. How do I – I'm not giving up $18 million, you know what I mean, to play for you. And you haven't even won. So it's like you never even win. So it's like I'm not – you know what I mean? And then they even brought in – and they got in trouble, the Leafs, because they brought in sponsors. They brought in, like, Tim Hortons and, like, Canadian Tire and stuff. And, like, they told them, listen, you know, Canadian Tire will kick in $2 million a year if you do public appearances, and Tim Hortons, you'll be this, you know, one of the spokesmen. And like, and Bettman said, you can't like start cutting deals with companies, guys. Like, they like, but the Leafs thought, oh, well, we're the Leafs, right? We can get away with it. But, you know, it's a problem. But you're right. Look, the Leafs was all through the draft. You're right. But you know what it is, McKinsey? Leaf fans were used to sucking forever, bro. Canadian fans will get all mad. So they're screwed. They're in between a rock and a hard place. They really are. They're like, I don't envy them. Like, I rip them and stuff. I rip the players, but I don't envy the franchise in that sense. It's almost like a Twilight Zone episode. They're destined to make gazillions of dollars, but never be happy. Like, it's one of those deals. It's true. It's like, listen, you guys won't win, but you're going to keep on printing money for the rest of eternity. How's that sound? You're going to make $300 million a year for the rest of eternity. How's that sound? Sold, right? But there, it's a frustrating money, like, because they get ripped and stuff all the time. But part of me thinks the Canadian, I think the Canadians will lose in overtime or by one goal, bro, in the next game. And I only say this because fans will be allowed in Game Six if it makes it Game Six, and it's not destined to happen. I told my story about trying to sell tickets in 1993. The last time it was 79. If you're a ticket broker, you're just not meant to sell a playoff ticket between these two teams. It's just is. So Pittsburgh Penguins and the Islanders. I was on the Islanders in that epic game last night. And you know what? I don't see any reason why not to take them again, McKinnis. Give me the Islanders in this game.
Yeah, Gabe, I have the Pittsburgh Penguins on the series, but I'm going to lay it out like this. You know, how many times can you look at a stat sheet, look at a team outshooting their opponent 50-28? They win all the key faceoffs. They create all the more dangerous scoring opportunities and still don't come out with a victory. And there's nobody else for us to blame but Tristan Jarry. We can sit here and, of course, we can nitpick that and say, well, this guy could have done that better. This guy could have scored in this chance. But we all know the mistake that Tristan Jarry made. And, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at the Islanders winning in that game, and that's probably a game they didn't deserve to win. And this is a team that has a great coach, great leadership, and we're going to see a hungry Pittsburgh Penguins team. But I'm kind of with you, and I feel, you know, bad saying it because I have money on Pittsburgh to win the series. But I just feel like the Islanders, they're so leadership built that they're going to recognize that, hey, you know, we won this game. Let's take it. But that wasn't our best performance. And that's what's kind of great about the playoffs is that sometimes you're going to win these games you might not have deserved to win, and you're still going to go back and watch film and play a better game. And, you know, I got to admit, I was wrong about this Islanders team. Last year, I really liked them. This year, I just didn't see their depth coming together between Beauvillier, between Barzal, Josh Bailey, Eberle. They don't have that one guy that's going to score for you every game, but they just have those guys, Gabe, down the lineup. If you look at it, line 1 through 3, they can hurt you, and that's what makes a team right now. I'm just not seeing that from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And listen, it was obviously a brutal turnover from Jarry the other night. The goaltender cleared the puck in the middle of the zone, gives up the goal after. It was a clear giveaway. And listen, there was a lot of wrath directed towards him, and you hear, well, if the goaltending, yet, bro, whatever, man. What's the Pittsburgh Penguins record now in the playoffs? Like in their last, I think it's like 2-12 in the last 14 playoff games now. They were 1-10. Like, it's been a disaster. They got swept by the Islanders 2 years ago. Did they get swept last year by the Canadiens, or was it one game did they win? I think they got swept, didn't they? And it was only a 5-game series, though. And then the year before, like I said, they've coming into the series, guys, they were 1-10 in their last 11 playoff games. That's not Tristan Jarry's fault, right? Like, yeah, he was just there. Like, he's part of it, right? You know what I mean? But it's snowballed. And you're right. The Islanders aren't stars, bro. But and one thing, too, if there's a team that does feed off the crazy fans and stuff, the Islanders, there is something special about Nassau Coliseum and stuff, bro. There really is. And it seems like there's just that magic that they're going to win a stupid game, they'll get dominated in, and they'll win the game. I think the Bruins will beat them anyways after, but give me the Islanders, McInnes.
And I think, Gabe, it's important to mention as well, when you look at games going to overtime.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm serious going to overtime a lot. You know, look at what we saw last night with the Jets and the Oilers compared to what we're seeing in this series. It's the same kind of thing. In the overtimes, you want to be able to have a team that has multiple scores, not just one or two guys that can get it done. That's the Islanders, not the Penguins.
Good point. Very good point. All right, on the other side, I'm curious to take on Florida and Tampa. I got this one wrong the other night. I thought Tampa would finish them off, and then this kid comes in and saves the day. Can he do it again? I don't think so. What does McKinnis say? Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, the 3-minute warning, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. I think it's also taken 180 minutes a night off my life as well, but that's another story. All right, so Pittsburgh Penguins, New York Islanders. Game is basically a pick'em. The Islanders are small favorites at minus 110. Total's 5.5. As always, this stuff is always sort of correlated. But, look, tonight, man, it's playoff hockey. These games are getting really, you know, later into the series is. And, look, we hit both unders tonight. They both cash. So you got 5.5 there. So Spencer Knight, this kid, saves the day for the Florida Panthers between the pipes. They're plus 136, Tampa Bay Lightning, minus 162. It's going up. It's totals 5.5 in this game. I thought Tampa would finish them off, bro. But Florida showed a lot of heart. I like this Florida team. And, you know, it's funny. I thought Florida coming into the series could give Tampa all that they could handle. But I watched Tampa play, and then I realized, yeah, these guys are just better than Florida, and they're going to win the series. So I've been betting Tampa more than I've been betting Florida, and I feel pretty confident Tampa will get this done and finish them off. It's been a nice run for the Panthers, but the party's over tomorrow, McKinnis, in my opinion.
It's hard to blame you for thinking what you thought there, Gabe. I mean, when it comes down to it, at the start of this series, I really liked the value we got on Florida. I hate throwing that word around, but, you know, the plus price we were getting on them, you know, in what I thought was a pretty close matchup was, you know, pretty great to have. But then I saw Kucherov come back. The guy scores a few goals in his first few games back, and I was like, all right, you know, this Tampa Bay team is better. But, you know, Spencer Knight comes in. It's a real interesting story. I can't believe we're seeing a third goaltender in this series for the Panthers. I'm looking at the over in this game, and I think it's funny to say because Spencer Knight's played so well. I think he's a great goaltender, but we're going to see goals galore in this game. My best bet of the series so far, every game, has been a Florida team total over 2.5. I might take that again, Gabe.
Has that cashed in every game or just one? Every game except one? All right, hold on, McKinnis. We got a quick update. We'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. We'll get to the Vegas game. Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.